8.5, proper response to emergency vehicles. Let them through. Not every emergency medical response requires lights and sirens, but the next time you encounter such a situation, yield immediately so that the emergency personnel can reach the person who is waiting for help to arrive. Remember that it's important to let them through. The next time, it could be you. In an emergency, minutes can mean the difference between life and death, and critical seconds can be lost if drivers don't make way for emergency vehicles. Take sirens seriously. Make way for an ambulance, fire truck, or police vehicle. Someday you may be the one calling for help, or the life on the line might be a friend. You can do some simple things to help emergency personnel reach a person in need. Use the letters S-I-R-E-N to remember the right way to yield to an emergency vehicle. 1. Stay alert. Drive defensively. Keep the noise level down in your vehicle and look for more than one emergency vehicle approaching when you hear a siren. 2. Investigate. Check your rearview mirror, scan in front and on both sides of your vehicle, try to estimate the speed of the emergency vehicle, and plan your next move. 3. React. React quickly but calmly and scan in all directions before pulling over to the closest edge of the road. Pull as far off the highway as you can as safely as possible. Stop and remain stopped until the emergency vehicles pass. Don't slam on the brakes or pull over suddenly. Gradually brake to avoid losing control in loose gravel on the shoulder. Always use a turn signal when exiting the roadway. 4. Enter. Before re-entering the roadway, make a visual sweep in all directions. Turn on your turn signal and gradually merge back into traffic. 5. Never block or follow. Don't stop at a place that doesn't have enough room to pull over safely, and never follow or try to outrun an emergency vehicle. Be alert for pedestrians who may be in the crosswalk or at the edge of the roadway. They might be looking for the emergency vehicle as well and not be aware of your efforts to yield properly. Always use your signal so that other drivers know how you intend to exit the road and look for others that may have to cross lanes of traffic to yield. Pull as far off the highway as possible, as safely as possible, and gradually brake to avoid losing control in loose gravel on the shoulder. Move over, act. The safety of our emergency workers and law enforcement officers is always of paramount importance. They put their lives on the line every day to ensure that our roadways are as safe as they can be. Too many of these individuals have been severely injured or killed while executing their jobs. To help combat this problem, the Florida legislature passed the Move Over Act, which states that when you encounter an emergency vehicle parked on the side of the road, you must vacate the lane closest to the emergency vehicle when on an interstate highway or a highway with two or more lanes traveling in the same direction as the emergency vehicle, unless directed otherwise by a police officer. Slow to a speed that is 20 miles per hour less than the posted speed limit when the posted speed limit is at least 25 miles per hour. Or reduce your speed to 5 miles per hour when the posted speed limit is less than 20 miles per hour when driving on a two-lane road, unless otherwise directed by a police officer. On July 1, 2014, the Move Over Act was amended to include not only emergency vehicles, including law enforcement, fire rescue, and tow trucks, but also sanitation, garbage, recycling, and utility vehicles, electric, water, cable, gas. A violation of this law is a non-criminal traffic infraction and is considered a moving violation.